The next tefillah we are up to is the tefillah of Ashrei. Now, before we start explaining the tefillah of Ashrei, we give an akdama of what Ashrei is about, what it stands for, and the chashivas of Ashrei. The Gemara says, "Amar Reb Yosi Yechelki Gomer Halal B'chol Yom." The chelik should be with those that are Gomer Halal every day. Halal refers to Ashrei to the end of Tehillim. Halal is that Reb Yosi is talking about is Tehillim. Ashrei and the Halukas, we shall them explain. That's the Gomer Halal, that they finish the Halal every day. Not that they say the complete Halal, but by finishing the Halal every day, it's like they say the complete Halal every day. Meshech Halachma explains that the reason for this is that we're not only thanking Hashem for the Nisim of Nes, of Chutz Mikdash HaTava, but we're thanking for Hashem also for the Nisim of Tava. We're thanking Hashem for the Nisim of nature. And therefore we say Tehillot David and the Halukas every day. Now the Gemara Brachas Tavdalim Bebei says, Kol Aymer Tehillot David Gimel Pom B'chol Yoyim. It's our Girsa, Rashi's Girsa. Kvega points out the Rav and the Rosh and the Rif had a Girsa of B'chol Yoyim, not Gimel Pomim, Muftach Lo Yishul Ben Olam Haba. He's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Now before we explain what the Milas of Ashrei are, we'll explain the reasons of saying it three times every day. Rashi says it's to create a chazaka. And what the grace of Maila of saying it every day is. Why a person is Muftakalai Shabbat and Olam Haba. So some Rishonim say that it's just referring to a person that's Chatzi Mitzvah, Chatzi Averis. This pushes him over. Because it can't possibly be that a person who's Mali Averis say the Rishonim just for saying Tehillah LeDavid, he's Ben Olam Haba. But other Rishonim say that the Lashon of Muftakal Yishu Ben Olam Haba, why we don't say Yesh Lechelik Olam Haba, but we say Muftakal Yishu Ben Olam Haba. But what it means is, the Rishonim say, that if a person concentrates on it, and internalizes the message, the lessons of Tehillah LeDavid, then he'll be Zeichet to have Olam Haba. It's not the mere saying it, but it's the impression that saying it with Kavana implants in him and makes on him, that the way he'll live his life, that through that he's Zeichet to Olam Haba. Now the Rishonim that didn't have a gear to say that the reason why we say it three times every day, some Rishonim, Rashi learns it three times because it creates a chazaka. Some Rishonim say the reason we say it three times is because if you say it three times a day, it's guaranteed that one of the times I'll say it with Kavanah. The Avajamim and others say that that's the reason we say it three times a day, even though the Chiv is only to say it once a day. But Chazal made that we say it three times a day. Kenegad, the three Tefillah Shachris Min Chamariv, like Rashi tells us. But we wanted... But not everybody davens Maariv, and it was important that we should say it three times a day, so therefore we said too much Shachris once by Mincha, and the reason for this, some Rishonim explain, is that we should make sure that we'll for sure say one time with Kavanah. This is in the times of the Gemara, where it was, as the Avadram says, and the Rishonim say that if a person said it three times, he's guaranteed to say at least one time with Kavanah. But it's not everybody can be so confident that just because you're saying it three times, Halvai, one of the three times should be Kavanah sometimes. The Tzach explains that the reason why we say it three times is Kenegad Shachris Min Chamariv, like the Rashi said. What's the purpose of this? What's the concept of this that we're saying it three times? Kenegad these three things. So the Tzach explains that Shachris Min Chamariv, morning and night, refer to light, dark, refer to times of good, that's Shachris. Arvis is times of bad in a person's life. Mincha is the afternoon and the in-between times of life. We're telling a person that at all points of life, he has to be Meshabech Hashem, which was the capital of Ashrei is, whether he's on top of the world or whether he's on bottom of the world. He can't forget about Hashem because he's too high, or can't have Chas Hashem Tainas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and throw off the yoke because he's too low. But at all extents of his life, a person has to be constantly Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not complaints when he's in the bottom and on the top when he thinks it's all himself, when he's in the middle also. That's the point of saying it. Gimel Pom B'chol Yoyim, to show at all points, all levels of life, a person has to constantly be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now our verse is Gimel Pom B'chol Yoyim. The Rif and the Rosh, we said, say, have a gear, are just gears B'chol Yoyim. The Piske Harosh says that you have to say Gimel Pom B'chol Yoyim, even though his Gersa wasn't B'chol Yoyim, the Gimel Pomim. It would seem to be like the Tzlach, that there's the Etzendik reason to say Gimel Pomim B'chol Yoyim. Because if it was just Kedei that you should say it three times, and the Kedei one time should be the Kavana. If he didn't have such a gears in the Gemara, where did he get some things for this from? Definitely not. How could you derive it from the Gemara? There are some Rishonim that say that's the Kana of the Goyim. But seemingly it's a Be'etzim to say it three times a day. That's the Bira of the Tzlach and Rashi, why they give real reasons to say it three times every day. Now, what's this chashivas of saying Tila L'David? So the Gemara tells us two miles, and the Kadmonim say a third mile. The Gemara says because it has Aleph Beis, the letters of Aleph Beis. And the Gemara asks, if that's the case, we should say Asher Tamim Ederech, that's Timnei Api. And seemingly this Gemara is hard to understand, because Timnei Api is much longer. So the Gemara can't forgive a person to get on the Haba with saying much less, that the person has, the Gemara has to ask, that you should have to do something much harder and say it with Timnei Api, that the Gemara has to look for a new reason. But we see, obviously, from the Gemara, that the Gemara held if there's a mala to the Aleph Beis, and we'll get soon to what it is. The Gemara held that saying it eight times is a bigger mala, because you're accomplishing that more. Now, in this mala of saying with the Aleph Beis, the Rishonim explained, because we're Meshabech Hashem with all the different ways of sound of the Aleph Beis, all the different sounds that there are. The Aleph Beis represent all the different sounds. We're articulating our Shvach to Hashem, and all the mitzvahs of the peh and the gur, and all the sounds that come out of the mouth and the throat, we're using to mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Benetzin Ashbitz explains another milo, and he says that's why many piyutim are in the way of Aleph Beis too. He says it's a mashal to a person that wanted to write a letter to the king of being mitzvahim. So he left a large empty space open, and under it he continued writing all the shvachim. And he explained to the king, to the officers, that the reason he did this was because whatever he's going to say is not going to be enough, and he doesn't want to leave out by mistake some shvachim of the king. So what he's doing is he's leaving this empty space, and in it should be considered like all the shvachim that he's missed. It's showing that there's more space for the praises of the king, and they belong in this empty space, and it's not a list that has all the shvachim of the king, but you see from the space that there's more shvachim of the king that have not been enumerated, that have not been listed, have not been written down, and still need to be said or written. So too, the Aleph Beis represents all the different ways of speaking. There's all the oises of Aleph Beis, and we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that really the Shvachim of Hashem include everything that comes out of the Aleph Beis. But we can't articulate all of it, and therefore we're only saying some of it. We're saying in the form of the Aleph Beis to show that the entire Aleph Beis, from Aleph till Tav, is used to be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's always more space, and that's why we do it in this way. So the Gemara answers that maybe it's because it has the pasuk of Pesachet Zedechem Asbir L'chol Chai Ratzin. Pesachet Zedechem Asbir L'chol Chai. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't we say the pasuk of Nois Alechem L'chol Basar Kilo Lim Chazdoi. Now the Gemara points out that why do we say Pesachet Zedechem Asbir L'chol Chai? Why don't we just say Pesachet Zedechem Asbir? So the Gemara says the reason for this is because we're showing why we didn't answer the capital of Teref Nasan L'Yireyov, which Terev Nasan L'Yireyev has in it, that Hashem feeds people, because that's only L'Yireyev, only to the Yirei Hashem. V'Sha'enke B'Sechet Tzedekah Nois L'Lechem have for everybody. And why is it important to the Gemara for this? The Gemara explains, because the Gemara's answer is because it has both Milas, Aleph Beis, and sustenance of the entire creation. But the Gemara says, Terev Nasan L'Yireyev also has sustenance of the entire creation and the Aleph Beis. That capital is also Milsad Api Aleph Beis. But the reason that we didn't put that capital is because it only has Yireyev, it doesn't have everybody. And therefore we say Ashrei, the capital of Tila David, which has in it the Aleph Beis, and that Hashem gives sustenance to everybody, and then we choose that capital. These are the two milas of the Gemara. The Kadmonim say there's the third mila that's Kuloi Shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no Bakashas. Now really we have to understand, are these two unique, independent milas, the two of the Gemara, or do they correspond and work in conjunction with each other and add together to a bigger Milo? And the reason to say such a thing is because seemingly, as we explained before, that the Milo of Tehil of Timnei Api of Aleph Beis that Asher Tamim Ederech has over Ashrei seemingly is a much greater advantage. Who says, because Ashrei has in it also Pesach Zedecho, it outweighs the eight times Aleph Beis if this only has one time Aleph Beis? Because obviously the Gemara held it's a bigger Milo. Because otherwise, why was the Gemara insistent that we should say it more than Ashrei that to make it harder for people? And I think because of this question, You can explain the Rabbeinu Yoina, Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, which is the passing la'alacha, that if somebody misses Kavana in the Pasuk of Sech, if he doesn't have Kavana, he has to go back for it. And the Lashon of the Rishayim is, because this is the Iker of why we say this capital. Now how do we know? The Gemara says there's two reasons. Maybe the Iker is because of the Aleph base. And if any of the Aleph base, somebody doesn't have Kavana, he should have to go back. Because then he's missing the Ma'ala of the Aleph base. So I think the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina understood, had the Iker been the Aleph base, then Timli Api would outweigh the added mile of Pesach HaSedacha. Only if the Iker mile is Pesach HaSedacha, and now we have two equal things, Ashrei, or Hal HaGadol, which has in it Nois and Lechem Mechol Basar, where they're equal, and now we could say the mile of Alapes pushes till the double past the finish line, it pushes it over the hump, and it comes the capital that we should say, because it's the more harsh of a capital, because it has an added mile to it. But the Iker Mal is the Pesach HaSedecho, and therefore we don't reckon with the 8 times of Ashrei Tmimei Derech, and therefore it's passing that if somebody doesn't have Kavana in this Pasuk, he has to go back. But I think there's a Pshat, Machmas Techaimer Akasha, how do we get around the Timnei Api, how they work in conjunction with each other, that they do work in conjunction with each other, and that we find specifically in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that Ashrei has in it the Oisus of Alphas. The Oisus of Alphas represent the Torah. It's the Chafes Oisus HaTorah, the Drashus Behen. It's telling people that their focus on life should be in the Torah. Alphas tells a person that he should learn the Torah, he should focus on the Torah, he should live in the Torah. And the Torah is telling, the Navi is telling you that if a person does this, he doesn't have to be worried about Parnasa, because Hashem is Pesach HaSedach HaMazbir HaKharot, and Hashem sustains all creatures. Hashem sustains the entire creation, all the animals of the world, all the creatures of the world, all the creations of the world Hashem sustains. So if Hashem does that, Hashem will be farnus, kol shekein Hashem will be farnus you if you learn Torah. The Rif HaNein Yankiv, who is a Kadmon, explains to step further that the Torah is telling you that if one learns the Torah, he's zoiche to sustain, to be sustained. Because Parnasa comes through the Torah. If a person learns the Aleph Beis resents the Torah, as the Pnei Yeshua says, then he'll merit to be sustained. Because Parnasa comes through the Torah. We can add up either going that not only the Parnasa of those that learn the Torah comes through the Torah, but the Parnasa of the entire world comes through the Torah. Pesach HaSedach HaMazbil HaKhairot, and not just of the array of. Why? Because the Gemara tells us, Kalim Kulim Nizim Bishol Chanani B'ni V'Chanani B'ni D'Aleh V'Kalim Chorim Merim Shabbos Arim Shabbos. That if a person learns the Torah, through the Torah that people learn, the Torah of the Reiv, of the Tzadikim, of the Tamid HaChamim, it sustained the entire world, not just the Yirei Hashem. And that's the combination of these two things together. And it could be that's the reason of that the Kadmonim say that there's no Bakashas in Ashrei. Has to do with this also. That even though now we have this Chos HaTorah, we have the Torah with us, still, our focus right now, and the Torah has everything in it, still our focus right now is, at the beginning of davening, is to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to use it for ourselves, to ask for ourselves, but if we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we daven and we learn properly, then automatically we're Zoyche to the many things that the Torah has in it. Zoyche L'Dvarim Harbe, come through it, even without asking for it directly. And for sure, when we're utilizing the mile of utilizing our first opportunity to be Mekashabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in ourselves. Now, the Rif adds, we might have a little more beer, that the Gemara says, why doesn't it have Nun in Ashrei? Because Nun is the Pasuk of Nafla Vaisais of Kum Besulas Bas Yisrael. And therefore, we didn't want to say it in Ashrei. So the Mefarshim ask that every Pasuk of Aleph Beis, every letter of Aleph Beis has Pesukim and Eicha that start with it. So maybe we shouldn't say any of those letters because it has the Ra of Klal Yisrael on it. And there's many different kapitlach that are Miusad Api Aleph Beis that have the Ois Nun in it. Why specifically Ashrei doesn't? The kapitl of Tehillah David doesn't. So the Rif says, because the kapitl of Tehillah David represents what's in the Torah. That's why this is the kapitl that has in it. Pesach Tzedek chose the Milus of the Torah in it. That the Torah has sustenance of the world in it. So therefore we're showing, telling a person that Nafla, in the Torah there's no Nefila. The Torah has no room for Nefila in it. Somebody that learns the Torah won't fall. He's guaranteed not to fall in life. And that's why it's the purpose of a mission. It's not that we can't say because resemble something bad and represent something bad. But we're purposely omitting it to tell a person that if a person learns Torah, a person lives in Torah, a person lives a life of Torah, he's not going to fall. It's purposely omitted to show him that he will not have nefilah if this is the life that he chooses, as the life of the Chof Beis Isis HaTorah. Reb Shamshon Frohirsch adds to this that that people think, human mindset is, that when they learn that when good happens to them, it's them. They did this, they did that, they accomplished this in life and they accomplished that in life, they built this and they built that. When something bad happens to them, a tragedy befalls them, Hashem made them sick, Hashem made them lose their money, Hashem made it a natural disaster that did this to them. All ra comes from Hashem. But the Navi is telling you, no, it's punk fakart. Hatavas come from Hashem, the Torah has in it. Zaycha l'dvarim harbi, a person zaycha to aisha v'kavit b'mina. B'smayla aisha v'kavit, aisha v'mina, b'smayla aisha v'kavit. Torah has in it that anything a person can be zaycha to, zaycha l'dvarim harbi. That all comes from the Torah, that comes from Hashem when a person merits it. Nefilah doesn't come from the Torah, it doesn't come from Hashem. It's not v'p'elion. But what it is from a person that's lacking the Torah, that causes his nefilah. The Torah has no nefilah in it. It's when a person's void from Torah, he's void from Kirvas Elikim, that's when he falls. That's the lesson that we're telling him by putting them together. That Torah has in it the Pesach HaSedecho, has the sustenance of the world in it. That's from the Hashem. That's what a person merits through the Torah. The Nefilah is what a person causes upon himself by being away from the Torah, by being away from Kodesh Brichu. This is the Hakdama to Ashrei. The inyanim of Ashrei, the lessons of Ashrei, have to be internalized for a person to be zeicha to live a life of to be a muftach loishav and an amhava, as the Rishonim tell us. Now let's start explaining the psukim of Ashrei. The first two psukim are a hakdama to Ashrei, to Tehila David. They're not really from Tehila David itself. They were added by Chazal. The first pasuk is Ashrei Yoshev Beisecha. Ashrei is lucky, and the reason why we say lucky, Lashon Rabbim Ashrei, not Asher, not Ushar. The Yavetz and others explain is because if a person is to be considered lucky, good fortune has to go with him constantly. Because if bad fortune strikes him once, he could be gone. He could have one tragedy and that could take away all his good fortunes. So Ashrei means it's constant, it's many. Because it's not enough for a person to be lucky one time, but it has to be constantly lucky. And this is what we say, the Yoshevei Beisecha, those that sit in the house of Hashem, and it doesn't literally mean sit there, Rishonim, the Kamayim, and the Yavetz point out, because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azar, and the Beis Hashem, you're not allowed to sit. But it means those that wait, they're shaw. Yoshev means shaw, waiting. Before davening, because you're supposed to be shaw achas, like we'll see in a minute. Oid, the aluch haselah, they should praise you forever. The Shaim Jamazia explains that this means is, because svas of davis bekever, those that are meshabeach Hashem in this world, they'll be zeichet to meshabeach Hashem haselah forever in the next world also. When svas of davis bekever, then he adds, that whatever a person does in this world, he does in the next world, in the Taiv, in the Mutav. He says, K'mesha Metzinu with Bilam, that Bilam was trying to make Klai Yisrael in this world, and what happened next world, when Uncle Sagar brought him up to ask about Klai Yisrael, he said, L'Sidra Shalom of Tuvim Kol HaYomim, because that's Bilam. That's what he did in this world, that's what he does in the next world. So some of Mishabek HaKadosh Baruch in this world, L'Hav the Alva of Dalits from Bilam HaRosh, will be Zeichet to Mishabek HaShem in the next world. Now the reason why we say this Pasuk Taisa says is, because before davening, there's an halacha that the chassidim rishonim were shah achas before they daven. So connected this, we say Ashrei Yoshevei Beisecha, because the shah, as we said from the Yavetz, those that wait in the house of Hashem before they daven. Now, why is this said before Ashrei? Because Ashrei is really the beginning of davening. Because before this, in the times of the Gemara, was the bracha psukei dezimra, and the first part of psukei dezimra in the Gemara is Tehillah LaDavid, not Hoidu and Yichvayid. So therefore we say, right away in the beginning of this concept, but Rav Shimon Schwab explained there's more of a reason than this. Because if you look at the pitul of Tehillah LaDavid, it seems like it's very mixed up kapitul. The pasuk where Mimcha Elikai HaMelech B'choyim HaRecheko, their Lashon of Noichach, we're talking direct to Hashem. God Lashon Ulo Ma'od is a Lashon of Nistar. We're not talking direct, we're talking third person. And it goes on and on. Dodo Doi Shalak Masakhu, Rishakhu Yagidu is the Lashon of Noichach, Hadak Vaidacha also. Then we get to the Pasuk Kana Rachem Hashem. It's Nistar again. Tev Hashem is Nistar again. So why is this? So Shimon Schwab explains that when a person thinks about the davening, this is what the Chassidim Rishonim used to do. What a person says, like we said over from the Vida, every person has to realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how low we are, how far the Merachek is from us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malach HaKadosh Kavod Hashem is the Kol Yachol Miyuchol, and we're a mortal human being. A person steps back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in his mindset. He comes a Nistar, he has to speak to Hashem in third party. But then a person realizes that he wants to have an Eskarvis of the Kim to be Mevakesh from HaKashem, and he wants to draw close to Hashem. So a person comes, Alosha Neuchach. And that's the back and forth, the constant battle, not to go too close, but not to be too far. Because we want, as we see the more and more, the galus of Hashem, we're constantly pulling back, but then we're striving to go closer and closer to Hashem. And he says that's the meaning to shakel, to show this, that we're going back and forth, is our avoda during davening. This is the inyan of the being shoshar achas, is to think about these and to internalize these concepts that we're going to see in Ashrei, which is the side of davening, that a person has to realize the galus of Hashem, and be in awe of Hashem, trepidation of Hashem, because of the galus of Hashem, at the same time, to want to have a dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to miskarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the going closer. And that's how we're back in the capital of Tehillah Adavit. Now, in the capital we say, Asher Yoshei Veisecho, we don't say Biveisecho. Similarly, it should be Biveisecho, in the house of Hashem. So Miram, the Rambam Mipana says that the tzaddikim are called the Beis Hashem, that's what it means, Asher Yoshei Veisecho. That the tzaddikim, that come the house of Hashem. How do we come the Beis Hashem? The Makom of Hashem, Ashkenaz, the Ramami Pana says. The Ksam Sefer says, Asher Yoshevi Veisecho. Why is it Yoshevi Veisecho, not Biveisecho? The Ksam Sefer in Tshuva says, that by Yoshevi Ha'ir, we find there's two things. There's Yoshevi Ha'ir and Yoshevi Ba'ir and Halacha. And they have their own Halacha. So Yoshevi Ha'ir that has the Masim of the year, he has the Chiyuvim of the city, and he gets the benefits of the Anshei Ha'ir. In different regards, different stokas that he's entitled to, because he's a taisha of the city, different rights of the city, functions of the city that he's zeicher to. Those are for Yoshvei Ha'ir. Yoshvei Ha'ir means somebody who's a citizen of the city, he's a member of the city, in the census that counted him. It doesn't have to mean that he's currently in the city at that given time, but it means he's a person that's a member of the city. Whether he's in the city at that time or not, he's a member of the city, just because he happened to be away from vacation, or on business, or to visit somebody, or for a simcha. You don't say he's not a member of the city. He's a member of the city, somebody that lives there, that's where his dira is, that's where the person lives, that's where his house is, that's where his main stay is. A Yoshev Ba'ir doesn't have to live there at all. He could even be there on vacation, he could be there for a simcha, for a day, on business, but he's considered a Yoshev Ba'ir. So says the Chasam Sofer and Tshuvas, similarly, when we say Asher Yoshevi Veisecho, we're not referring to the person that happens to be in the Beis Hashem, but his focus in life, his drives and his goals is to become a millionaire, to become a famous professor, or to enjoy Olam Hazeh. And he happens to daven 3 times a day, because that's the obligations of a Yid. That person is not the person that has this. But the Asher Yoshevi Veisecho means he's a Yoshevi Veisecho. He's a dweller of the house of Hashem, and not in a literal sense, but in a figurative sense, he's a Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai. Not physically in the Beis Hashem, not literally, but figuratively, he's Beis Hashem Kol Yomei Chaye. He's a Yoshvei Beis Echo. His focus on life is the Beis Hashem Avodas Hashem. Whether he happens to be in the Beis Hashem at that time, or he's home taking care of his physical tzarchim, or he's at work, wherever he is, his focus in life is the Beis Hashem. And when a person is that, then he's Eichad, the Ramas Mipana says, to be the Makom Kaimus of Ashras Hashchina in this world. Because his constant, his focus on life, and everything in his life is what the Rebbeinu Shalom, what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants for him. And his mindset is, when can I return to the Beis Medrash? David Melech said that he wanted to go here, and he was chayshev to do this, and then his ragol took him to the Beis Medrash. There's a little sense, and there's a figurative sense, that his mindset, if a person has to be fully on the Avodas Hashem at all times, has to be in the Beis Hashem, and where his mainstay in life is the Beis Hashem, then that person is Ashrei. Shem Shal Forish adds, that's the end of the pasuk of Oid Yalu Chaselo. That will be Mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. Because such a person, even when he's not in the Beis Hashem, that's what we're saying is, this person, even when he's not in the Beis Hashem, he's Zoyche to be Mehal Hashem through his actions, and through, because that's what's on his mind, and even when he's doing other things the whole day, he's constantly being Mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah or learning when possible. No matter what he's doing, and his actions bring off a praise to Hashem, wherever he is, whether he's in the Beis HaMedrash or not, because he's a Yoshvei Beis Echo. He's a person that is focused on life. His mainstay is the Beis Hashem, and therefore everything that he does is to get back quickly as possible to that. And when he's not there, he's there in mind and as much as possible. And that and the way he acts, and that's why that he does and he brings a Yahalelu Chasalo even when he's not in the Beis Medrash. Next week, Beis Hashem, we'll continue a little more with this pasuk, do the next pasuk, and then we'll get to the Kapitel of Tehillah of David.